Before that, we didn't have that squash. Oh, you can raise that.
Do you like that?
I like it fine. Boy, you can get a couple of plants of zucchini going and feed the county.
That's true. What about, well, I guess all of these things that we've been talking about, they're all corn and beans. They're all types of vegetables.
Vegetables, yeah.
What about fruits? Can you grow any types of
fruits? Oh, yeah, apples. We can do pretty good with apples. There's a pear tree or a few around here. This lady that served the milk, oh, you wasn't here. Anyway, she has an apricot tree or two, and she did pretty well with them. But we don't bother with fruit much. A few crab apple trees. And we can raise good raspberries here, but it's too much work. We're too lazy. And strawberries. We can raise strawberries plenty good. Well, yeah, we always did.
What kind did you?
Well, usually peaches and tomatoes. That was the big thing. Then string beans would be next, and apricots and cherries, and raspberries if they didn't get too high.
Now, what would you call the hard thing inside of a cherry?
Pit.
Okay, and the same hard thing inside of a peach?
Stone.
Okay, and are there different kinds of peaches?
Oh, yes, there's Hale and Alberta and heavens, there's two or three others I know, but I can't think of them right now.
And what about, what could you make out of these? For example, what would you make out of apples?
Oh, we wouldn't bother much, we'd just eat them. We could make applesauce, and we'd bake them and eat them raw mostly, you know, put them in salads.
Now, did you ever make jam or?
Oh, always. Yeah, jam and preserves and jelly.
What about, could you ever go up in the mountainside here and find those little funguses that sometimes are edible?
Mushrooms? Oh, yeah, I'm an expert on mushrooms, too.
Well, I'd like to hear that. You'd be the first expert on mushrooms I've talked about.
You bet, I know them. Morels are good, and meadow mushroom. You're safe on them, and you can always eat a puffball. None of them are poisonous. Puffballs.
Those are round.
And there's a big one. You can handle like eggplant, the giant puffball, they call it. Just slice it off and put it in some batter and fry it.
Now, what are the poisonous ones called?
Mostly one family, Amanita.
Amanita?
Uh-huh.
That's spelled what,
A-M-I-N-I-T-I, I think. And I've never seen one, but you can tell them by they grow out of a cup. But if you don't dig out the whole mushroom, you might miss that cup. Then it has a collar on it. But they taste good. But boy, in about a day or 2 days, you're a goner.
You may not enjoy it as much.
Yeah, in fact, we're not killed so often by mushrooms as we are by bee stings, for instance.
What other types of stinging insects do you have?
Hornets and the yellow jacket. Two or three varieties of yellow jackets.
Now, is that different than a wasp?
Oh, yeah. Then we have all kinds of wasps, too. Mud wasps. We have a little black wasp that digs a hole and lays her eggs down in there and puts a spider in or something.
So a wasp is smaller?
Oh, not necessarily. They can be bigger. They're all sizes. There's a little wasp that lays eggs on insect eggs. They use that in gardening.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. What about, is that different than a hornet?
Yes. We have what we call a ball-headed hornet out here. They're black, pretty good size. But they make those paper nests the same as the paper wasp does. But boy, have they got a powerful sting.
Now,